It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
He deserved it.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Draymond Green was asked right there on the court on Saturday about Steve Kerr. We'll let you hear that in just a second. Everything that you're hearing right now, all of it, even the words from the Dibbers after Bracket Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes this Bracket Monday. All of it is coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk righteously brewed in San Francisco. I cannot wait to spend more time at Laughing Monk. And you have multiple options right there on your way to a 49er game, for example, in Santa Clara. Much more coming actually in the city of San Francisco. All of us here at 95.7 The Game, so excited to have Laughing Monk Brewing involved in everything that we're doing. And therefore, that means that we're going to get involved in everything that they're doing.
Yep.
I'm going to eat it, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to drink it.
I'm going to drink it, too. And we're going to get down there, you know, just one a night. But I'm going to drink it.
I'm going to eat it.
That's right. We'll go
Dibs, half in the bag.
Or all the way in the bag.
It's kind of a fun tandem we have because you're big on eating, a little bit of drinking. I'm big on drinking with just a little bit of eating.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Is that the abundant life motto?
No, they try to steer clear of all things that are not necessarily calorically good for you, but every now and again, I'm going to drink it.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah.
You're going to Vegas this weekend.
Especially when it comes to Laughing Monk, you got to support the people that support us.
Yes, the rules do not apply there. But anyway, Laughing Monk, great place to watch games. The food and drink, fantastic. The camaraderie, the vibe, all of it. It was awesome to meet Sam at the knockout tournament just a couple of weeks ago. Was that 2 weeks ago today? That's what that was, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, you've been a 2-time champ for 14 days now, Mark.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, two-time champ 2 weeks ago. Anyway, fun to meet Sam out there. He's a great dude and runs a great set of establishments. And so check out Laughing Monk wherever you may be throughout the Bay. This is random but true and has nothing to do with the Warriors, but I just wanted to get it off my chest really, really quick. I've been very, very confused by what the 49ers are doing. And today, that has continued.
Oh, no.
This won't mean much to most fans, I think, but have you heard the name Azeez Ojulari?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Free agent pass rusher from the New York Giants. And a lot of people, in fact, I saw some websites over the weekend. Oh, Ojulari is projected to go to the 49ers. I'm like, oh, great. Projected. Just like Joey Bosa was. Projected to go to the 49ers. Well, Ojulari signed today a one-year deal with Philadelphia Eagles.
Not those Eagles.
Yeah,
Philadelphia. The champion Eagles.
Yeah, yeah. $4 million.
The team that already has a nasty defensive front.
And I know
they lost some of their D here in free agency, but
yeah,
the Eagles.
Yes, them.
That's not good.
1 year, $4 million.
The 49ers couldn't have come up with $4 million for 1 year? I mean, maybe Ojulari didn't want to be a Niners.
Maybe they didn't want him to be a Niners.
I'm not sure, but this whole free agency, and I'm glad to see you starting to turn a little bit angry.
I'm just confused.
Your brow has gone from bouncy and bright to angry.
I told you that if I went to bed Thursday night and this didn't look right, then I would start to sing a different tune. I'm still not going to sit here and tell you that the 49ers don't have a plan. I'm sure they do. I just don't know what it is.
Well, it's the draft. That's their plan.
That's a bad plan.
It's risky.
You're allowed to go to the draft and sign free agents.
Yeah. I
checked.
I looked up the rules. You are allowed
to sign. These teams that are signing players are also going to be at the draft.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. The Bengals are going to be at the draft.
They have picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame.
$70 million on two receivers and a draft. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I hope that it shows itself at some point.
But it is showing itself. I just don't know if it's necessarily going to be something that we like. And free agency has pretty much passed them by. I don't know what other big free agents are still out there.
There's no big ones.
Right. Are there any medium ones? Could we add a couple of small ones?
Probably.
And a medium?
I mean, there's still some quarterbacks sitting out there that obviously people talk about. So there are big free agents, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson.
Right.
But like,
they shouldn't be barking up those trees, though.
No,
They've got their quarterback.
Correct.
Assuming that they want to pay their quarterback.
And I hope you're not talking about Mac Jones.
Well, they do have Mac. They've got their quarter Mac. He's there.
Two.
At best. It's Monday. We're trying to warm our way into it.
You've only got 3 days this week, so you better get going there, buddy.
Yeah, you're done right.
Don't you ease into anything.
Right.
Let's get your fastball right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Draymond Green, Lisa Salters, ABC, right after the game ended. Draymond gives Kat the night-night, and a minute later, he's in front of Lisa Salters, and one of the things that was asked of him was about Steve Kerr.
Your coach, Steve Kerr, now the all-time winningest coach in Warriors franchise history. What's it mean just to be a part of that for him?
It's incredible. I'm thankful that I've been here for actually every single one of his wins. But he's a special guy. He's made this place a special place. He came in here and got us over the top, and we've been kind of headed that, you know, on that trajectory ever since. We're lucky to have such a winner like that. Guy's got, what, 9 championships. We're lucky to have him, and I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Yep, he's a special guy. Grateful to be here for all of this. I know that No, go ahead, say it.
He hasn't been here for all the wins. He got suspended for a month. So he hasn't been here for all the wins.
Okay.
I'm just
a little bit of semantics.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
He's been on the team the
whole time. In theory,
yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
He's been around. I like the words.
Right.
They were nice words.
Like, his key to the arena worked the whole time.
Yeah. I wonder, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
He's trying to scan in and it doesn't work.
Well, you know, I mean, you know that place.
Yeah.
Not just anybody getting in there and out of there.
Well, it's funny you say that because Fake Clay actually was able to just walk right through famously
point.
A couple years ago.
That is
so
a fair point.
Turns out anybody can just get in there. Just kidding, Warriors. I know you've tightened up the belt since then, but fake Clay was able to just stroll on in.
That's true.
In uniform, which is a little bit weird to think that nobody would have like thought about that.
But I'm glad you brought him up, not fake Clay, meaning Draymond.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know that throughout history, if you want to talk about dynasties and success stories for coaches and whatnot, has there ever been a player who is at least seemingly that challenging to coach? And I don't say that just because of perceptions with the way he plays. Let's remember that famously Steve Kerr once upon a time said, "I'm so bleeping sick of Draymond," and said it with lip readers and then admitted that, yes, that's what I said, caught all on camera. The Durant stuff, the Jordan Poole stuff, this is a complicated individual to coach. And a lot of people said when Bob Myers leaves, well, this is going to really fall off the track. Well, nope, it hasn't at all. Have any of these success stories or dynasties ever had a player like that who was on it the whole time? I know Rodman did the Bulls thing, but like...
He was only there for three of the six.
There for just a short period of time.
Right. So like the whole time, I don't know if there was another comp.
My point being, like, this is at the centerpiece to me of what is amazing about Steve Kerr, is to keep all of this together with a blend of personalities that are so big, at times challenging, very different, all of that, and still have everybody on the same page and seemingly respecting one another this many years in. That to me is Exhibit A of the job he's done.
Right, and you can think about the time that Steve spent with the Bulls as a good example and what he learned from Phil Jackson about, you know, giving certain players different amounts of room to work with. And Dennis Rodman is a great comp because you absolutely have to have Dennis Rodman. You don't win those other three championships without him. I don't believe what he did defensively and on the glass and the enforcer mentality that he brought did a lot for Scottie and for Michael. And so, you know, Steve had a front row seat to see all of it. And same thing with Draymond Green. You don't win these titles without Draymond, and you can't just coach Draymond with an iron fist. You gotta work with him because Draymond he's competitive, he's meteoric, he's passionate, he's at times out of control. And so as a head coach, you gotta figure out how you can get the best out of him.
All right, we had a conversation that we got started with a little bit about a half hour ago. I want to dive a little deeper into it now. And we'd love to inject you into the process here. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls right now on this. If there's one player in the Western Conference you really want the Warriors to avoid in the playoffs, who is it? We threw that out earlier. Your answer was the guy who is, I would imagine he's over at Chase Center or the team hotel at this hour, but he's here. Maybe he's even listening with AirPods. What's up, champ? What's up, MVP? Nikola Jokic. That's your answer. That's who you want to avoid. You want to avoid this team.
Yes.
Okay. I wonder what everybody else thinks out there. I have a different answer. I have a different answer that I'll give you coming up next. But we'd love to hear from you as well. If there's one player slash team that you want the Warriors to avoid in the Western Conference playoffs, assuming they get there, who is it? 888-957-9570. Talk a little bit more about that. Get your phone calls in on that. Howard Beck, all over the NBA, one of our favorites, and it's been a while since we've had him on. I don't know if we've had him on all season. With the Ringer, is going to join us in exactly an hour. This is Willard and Dibs.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Stand on it. Stand on what you say. Stand on what you do.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. And you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I stand on it right now. You know who I don't want to see? LaBruca. That's who.
LaBruca?
LaBruca.
Who are you?
You can't pick two people.
Well, no, I said player slash team.
Ah, gotcha. So you don't want to see LeBron or Luka or the Lakers?
I don't want to see LeBron James.
Or Rui Hachimura?
I don't want to see. If you make me make it one player, fine. I will make it a 40-year-old human being. I do not want to see LeBron James for so many reasons. First of all, even at age 40, he's brilliant. He's brilliant. He is able to get so many people involved. From a physicality standpoint, I still don't think the Warriors really have anybody who can get up in his way and stop what he's doing. There's a history there. For whatever reason, it feels like the last couple of years, it starts with the playoffs 2 years ago, the Lakers have had the Warriors' number. Would it be different without Anthony Davis? Maybe. I'd rather not find out. But I'm also affected by what Bob Fitzgerald told us last week, because it's a very, very good point. And he brought up the exact same team, and he wasn't saying because LeBron's too good. It's because of the way they're officiated. And I'm sorry if you're a Laker fan living in the Bay and that does something to your brain and scrambles everything, but the bottom line is the bottom line. There's not a franchise fan base in America that thinks the Lakers are officiated like everybody else. And it's not just the Laker jersey, it's LeBron. It's now LeBron, and it's Luka. And it's the glitz and the glamour and the cachet and the head snaps and all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's all of it. And it's nauseating. And it's very, very difficult to watch. And it's very difficult to beat.
Well, especially for this team, because you don't have a good matchup for LeBron. And Draymond can guard the Joker better than he can guard LeBron. He can't guard LeBron James. And when you don't have Andrew Wiggins any longer, who do you put on him right now? Who do you put on LeBron James?
I have no idea.
Like, Jimmy Butler is a little, he's a little small, but he might be your best option. Kuminga, he's not ready for that assignment.
No, he's not.
Although he's a good on-ball defender.
He is, but I don't know if he's got the ability to handle LeBron's physicality.
Right. So as we go through the roster, GP2, I don't know if he is big enough or strong enough to guard him. So forget the Luka piece, which he's a tough cover as well. Who guards LeBron now? So I'm with you on not wanting to see LeBron James.
I want to see it.
I don't think the league would want that either. Like, second round series, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, third round, I'm yes. That's exactly what they're hoping for.
Yes.
And so the Warriors might get the benefit of officiating prior to that series as well.
They might, yeah.
Or at least the perception of it, sure. Sure, I don't know if I've ever lived in a world where I felt like Steph Curry was getting calls that he didn't deserve. I don't even know if such a thing exists.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that could happen. I mean, that's definitely what the league would love to see. There's nothing better than the Warriors playing the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. The league would go crazy over that.
Absolutely.
I don't know who it is that's going to beat Oklahoma City to prevent them from being part of the party, but, I'd rather see Oklahoma City than the Lakers.
In the first round, yeah.
In any round. I think the Warriors would have a better chance to beat the Thunder than they would the Lakers. The Warriors have been fantastic against Oklahoma City.
They have, yeah.
Already this year. That was before Butler showed up. So I don't know what to make of that because it's the regular season and whatnot. But and the Thunder have largely played the Warriors without Chet Holmgren because he was actually hurt against the Warriors early in the season. So look,
trying to block Wiggins.
Like there's a lot to be said there, and I think that Oklahoma City would be incredibly challenging for anyone. They're phenomenal, but there's no player on the Thunder that I look at and go, "Oof, how the hell do you guard this person? What's the answer there?" SGA is phenomenal,
right?
But he's a guard.
He's a guard. He's a guard. You can guard him. LeBron James is a freight train, and Luka Doncic is sluggish with no athleticism, but he's unstoppable.
Correct.
Like the little shuffle step back and all the little scoops and the bumps. And, you talk about throwing your head back. He's another guy who is very good at baiting the officials and baiting the opposing team. It's funny you mentioned that about LeBron James because I was just looking, and that is one record that I don't believe he's ever going to get in the association.
Which one?
Most free throws ever taken. Right now, he's number three. He's behind Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt is the first name that comes to mind.
Karl Malone.
Oh,
is your all-time leader in free throw attempts.
Yeah.
And LeBron is about 1,500 free throws behind him.
Good Lord.
Which, it's more than just a couple games.
Needs more head snaps, apparently.
Yeah, if you get 10 free throws a game, that's 150 games. And I don't think 10 free throws a game is a lot.
And that's two more full seasons.
Correct. So I don't think that he's ever going to catch the mailman.
Probably not.
One of the few records that he probably won't end up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's the team I don't want to see. It's also self-preservation. I remember this 2 years ago. Watching a playoff series against LeBron and the Lakers is one of the more frustrating fan experiences you can ever have. I remember, in fact, it wasn't until this year when the Warriors acquired him, I was still triggered by the idea of Dennis Schroeder because of that playoff series 2 years ago.
Right.
There's so many histrionics that take place with that team because I do believe that a team sort of gathers its personality from its leader. And say what you will, if you want to call this a homer take, that's what Steph Curry has never been. And I don't think Jimmy Butler is either. They've never been the kind of stars that play that game, at least at a high level. Everybody in basketball tries to draw a foul. There's nobody that doesn't do that. But that whole game of, I'm totally going to just make the official think something happened that didn't happen. That James Harden crap. Steph doesn't do that. Jimmy doesn't do that. LeBron does that. LeBron does that. And it filters down, and just because of the history of the Lakers and all of the talk that's around that, I'm not even saying that it's legitimately true on every possession, but it feels like it when you're watching, and it's very frustrating. Very frustrating to watch when your team is going against them in the playoffs.
Yeah, because it's coming, and it's not a foul. And you watch Draymond Green, a lot of times he gets animated, even if it's not he who is involved in the foul action or the call that shouldn't have been made, and he gets agitated and the crowd, and it kind of takes you out of your game. It's frustrating. They get free throws, and it also breaks up the rhythm of the basketball game, and it makes it a tough watch. And you got James Harden, Russell Westbrook's another guy who does a lot of it, but Luka and LeBron would be, you know, Trae Young, another one I think that I would put in my my top five
for interesting
flopping, just, you know, over dramatizing any contact or any action.
I mean, don't forget Chris Paul. We don't think about him anymore, but Chris has got a long history. Long history. And obviously, once somebody joins your team, you're kind of like, no, it's okay. But, like,
yeah,
Chris Paul, absolutely on the list.
Yeah, and you're right. We don't think that much about him anymore because he's on San Antonio and he's 105 years old, and they're no longer really a factor, and they're in straight-up tank mode. But you'd have to definitely put him up there as well. It's one reason why, you know, you watch Boston, and they're such a good, polished team, and they don't really fall prey to that, you know?
Nope. Tatum is so good, and they pass the ball so well.
Yep.
And obviously they're playing a brand of basketball that bothers some people who have been watching the league for a while because they huck up so many three-pointers, but they surround the arc, and he's such a physical presence, and he can do it everywhere on the floor. He can shoot the three. He physically can drive right by people, go over people. Smart, smart player. And yeah, I don't see a lot of that from him. I'm looking around the league and I'm trying to think of who else sort of fits in that category that we're even talking about. It's Harden, it's LeBron, and I don't know that anybody else to me really jumps out. I guess the third name I'd come up with right now is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He got a little bit of that in him.
Yeah. A little bit of the it's not so much flopping, it's embellishment. Embellishing.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of the word flopping. It's part of it.
Well, he does lead the association in free throw attempts this year. Shai's got 593, followed by Giannis doesn't have to flop. You have to foul him.
Yeah.
You can't stop him. James Harden is third. Trae Young, another guy he's fourth in free throw attempts. Another guy who's, I think, an embellisher. A little bit of a flopper. Quietly, Damian Lillard, ninth in free throw attempts. He's a guy, he'll snap the head back a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
He'll snap it back on you.
I almost give people who are that small and they're playing among the trees like Steph, I give them a little bit more of a pass on it.
Anthony Edwards?
I don't get that feeling with him very much when I watch him play. I don't get that. You know, go back to the documentary that Steve Kerr, that we've referenced so many times with the Olympic doc, when he pulls Anthony aside and he's just like, dude, like this could be your league. Like your body is just impossible to guard or stop. He's such a presence out there. I don't see that with him where I look at it and I'm like, dude, what are you making up out here? It's really those three for me that stand out.
Yeah.
And Trae Young I don't see as much of, but it's Harden, it's LeBron, and it's Shai. And that makes it very, very frustrating in a playoff series. You know, you bring up Jokic, though, and he's here tonight, and I'm really interested to see if he even plays tonight and what they look like, because they have now had what I think is a prolonged run of what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Even when they're winning, something is wrong with the Denver Nuggets.
Last 12 games, they are 6-6.
Yep.
And it's loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. So just looking at that from 20,000 feet, that's a team that doesn't really strike fear in you. Over 12 games, you've got bad losses and okay wins, and then you lost to Boston, you beat Sacramento, fine. You split with the Thunder. I mean, it just looks like they're not highly motivated right now.
That's the word.
Yeah.
That's the word. And for me, where does that lack of motivation come from? Is it because, we're Denver, we'll be fine, just get the 2 or the 3 or the 4 seed, whatever, we'll be fine. Is it from that? Or are they just kind of wired this way? Because they won a title 2 years ago, and since then, I'm going to call it. Dude, they've been underwhelming. I'm sorry. You have the best player in the world, and I'm not coming down his road. He's put up all the numbers that you could want. The best example of this is what happened back on March 7th. 10 days ago, this guy had what you could argue is one of the most cyborg games that has ever happened in the history of the league. I don't know if y'all caught this. 31 points, 21 rebounds, 22 assists. It's the largest triple-double in the history of the league. Nobody has ever had a triple-double where all three numbers were north of 20. It's never happened before. Okay, so what did they do that night, you say? They outlasted a team that has given up for weeks in the Phoenix Suns on their home floor and won in overtime. And I watched that game, and they just couldn't shake them. Now, you could say, oh, that's the NBA. I'm telling you, man, in those 12 games you just referenced, they've impressed me one time. They went to Detroit and won by 15. Outside of that, even their wins. I mean, they won a game in Oklahoma City, but that was on the, like, they played there two nights in a row. And Oklahoma City just smashed them the night before. And so those games often are just split because that's kind of the way it works. But, man, they've been outclassed a lot. And lost on Saturday night to the Wizards in Denver.
Right.
Something's wrong with them.
Well, I'm just...
So right now, they don't scare me that much.
They don't, but you get into a best-of-seven series, and, you know, if they get everybody back and healthy, they can be very dangerous. I'm just picking through some of their games, and they're playing seven guys. They're playing eight guys. So I think that the starting lineup, especially, they're kind of worn down.
But is that because of health, or is that just who they are? I don't think they're a very deep team.
They're not, but...
Lack of strength in numbers.
Right, but you're getting into really the deep part of the season, and, you know, guys are probably tired. Like, Jokic plays almost every single game. He doesn't load manage a lot, and I'm looking at the game that you just referenced. You lose to Washington. The guy plays 39 minutes, shoots it 30 times, puts up 40, 13, and 9 with a couple of blocks. He's got to be exhausted, the amount that he plays. And Michael Malone is, you know, he just plays him, and they don't have any bench,
that's
really.
That's why they don't really scare me. Like, this game against Washington, this is not a health problem. Michael Porter played, Jamal Murray played, Russell Westbrook played. This kid, Christian Braun, who shoots the ball really well, he played.
Yeah, no Aaron Gordon. Right.
No Aaron Gordon. That's right. But, I mean, that's who they are. It's just not a very deep team.
Yeah.
So.
Dario Saric, DNP.
Coach's decision.
Yeah. Vlatko Kanchar played. You played seven guys in that game. It's like you're a high school team from the 1950s, Coach Malone. Like, let some of these other guys at least get out there and give your star a break.
I don't know that they like what they're seeing from those other people.
Yeah, fair.
Let's go to John in Hayward. Hi, John. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
I'm calling it because, yeah, you want to look at the – let's look at the Western Conference, like, right now. Like,
let's do
who
it.
Who has experience lifting up, like, the trophy? When you look at it from, like, top to bottom, OKC, like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren, like, they haven't experienced it.
No.
Houston, Ime Udoka, like, yes, he went to a finals, but he has yet to encounter that experience with the Houston Rockets.
Yeah,
same with Memphis and
John
Morant.
Players, right.
So you look at the roster, or you look at the top six. Yeah, LeBron won a title, in 2020, but who is still with the Lakers that won that title in 2020, whether it's players or even coaches? Because J.J. Redick is, like, a brand-new coach. So you look at, like, you know, the Warriors and the Nuggets, it's like they're the only ones who has the experience, who has the pedigree, who knows what it takes, you know, to win the title. So you take that apart, who else do you feel?
Well, I would argue differently with regard to your point about the Lakers. Thanks so much for the call, John. I look at players. And so, okay, who are the Western Conference players who have lifted a trophy? It's Jokic. It's LeBron. It's
Fred VanVleet.
It's Stephen Draymond.
As Grandy pointed out in my ear.
It's Kawhi Leonard, and it's Kevin Durant. Like, and I guess if you want to say Klay Thompson with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yep, you count
but
that.
But the Mavericks and Suns are now irrelevant. The Clippers, I'm not going to call irrelevant, but that's not a contender to me, and Kawhi doesn't play enough basketball. I think that you're looking at Jokic, LeBron, and Steph. That's what you're looking at.
Frontliners.
And Oklahoma City's the favorite. And for my money, those three teams that I just mentioned are the biggest threats to Oklahoma City because of that experience. Oklahoma City's the best team. Then after that, I'll look to the big-time players who've done it before. Denver, the Lakers, and the Warriors. But in that group, it's easy for me which one is the scariest. And it's LeBron James because, A, he's LeBron. B, there's a history there against the Warriors. C, the way they're officiated, I hate. And D, when they've been at full strength, they've looked really good. And I can't say that for the Nuggets right now.
No, and I do think that the more I go deep into Denver, I think a lot of it is what you were talking about, which is regular season, ho-hum, we'll be fine in the playoffs, but also it's the minutes that they're playing, and I just was sorting minutes, and they have four players in the top 19 in the league in total minutes played. Yep. Four of the 19, and you know, it's Jokic, it's Braun, it's Murray, and it's Porter Jr. Well, they then, all play mass minutes.
Then they've got a problem.
Yes, the they're problem is they're
out
tired.
Of gas.
Exactly.
Well, you can't do that when you're about to get to the playoffs.
Well, you can hopefully, if you do it right, you start resting some guys and you get them ready for the playoffs. Ugh. But the way they've been playing all these guys, and you know, Jokic is 10th in the league in just total minutes. The guy's played in 62 games, so he plays every night, and when he plays 36 minutes, 38 minutes, and so I think that they're just tired. They're worn down.
Maybe, but again, if that's the case, then they're in trouble. That's not, I don't look at that as like, oh, well, that'll get better. That's not going to get better.
Probably not.
That's not going to get better. They're not deep enough, and I think the Warriors can take that team. I think the Warriors are going to take that team tonight. And I think they can take that team in the playoffs. The Lakers, I got questions.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a bad matchup, I think. And you're right about OKC. And, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a great player, but he is a guard. He's a 6'3" guard who can't cause as much havoc as 6'8" LeBron and 6'10" Jokic and, you know, some of the other guys, some of the other real big size. Even Luka with the Lakers, he's a tough cover for them, too.
Yeah, but they're 56-12.
Fine.
They're so good.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that they can't be beat. I'm just saying that
they've won one playoff series in the last 4 or 5 years.
Right.
So,
but, you know, then suddenly you go do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, how many playoff series had the Warriors won prior to the year where they won the whole thing?
They had won one.
One.
Same thing. They won one and lost, and then the next year they lost to the Clippers in 7.
Exactly.
Then they went 67-15 and
won the whole
thing.
They won
the title.
It sounds very, very similar to Oklahoma City.
It can.
I compare Oklahoma City right now to the Warriors the first year that they won the title. They look very similar to me.
I also think that the league, and you made this point last week, the league now is a lot deeper. There's a lot more really good teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, the East has two, maybe three good teams, New York, Milwaukee, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cleveland is really good, and Boston, defending champs. But in the West, you could look at 5 or 6 teams and say, you could make a case for 5 or 6 teams, make a case for them to win the conference.
The team that we're leaving out of this conversation, which absolutely needs to be in it, you're right, is Minnesota. We haven't even mentioned them.
Oh, you always mention them.
Dude.
It's your thing.
Dude.
8 in a row.
They are tough.
They're cooking.
They are. You want to talk about the opposite of Denver, the depth that they have. And by the way, did that not already rear its ugly head against Denver last year? When does depth come into play? Well, I'd argue probably like, I don't know, game 7 of a series. And Denver had them at their building in a back and forth series and completely got run off the floor. Because Minnesota can throw a bench at you that's totally different than what Denver's bench can do. And Ant is young and motivated and all of those things. And I think they're even better this year. People will go, oh, but they lost Cat. Yeah, yep, they did. They lost Cat. I don't know if come playoff time, if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Julius Randle is at least a poor man's Cat. And now you've got people like DiVincenzo. I already loved Nas Reed coming off the bench. That team is a problem.
They played 13 guys last night.
Dude.
By the way, injury report, really quickly, I have an update. Not from the Warrior game.
Okay.
Everyone that was questionable is still questionable. Steph, Jokic, Murray, and Gordon.
But
from the Timberwolves game tonight that you guys not talking about necessarily, they're hosting the Pacers tonight. Tyrese Haliburton for the Pacers is out. So a big boost there for Minnesota, who's already won 8 games in a row.
And Pascal Siakam was already out. So that would be their 2 best players.
Yeah. Okay. Minnesota's knocking. They are knocking on the Warriors'
Dude,
door.
Dude, they're a problem.
Yep.
We're just over here partying about the Warriors every day, and by tonight, they could be in the play-in tournament yet again.
Right. You know, or they could be 1 game closer to the 2 seed. Because they're only 3.5 out of the 2 seed right now, the Warriors.
They could.
I mean, it's...
Dude, Minnesota's a problem.
But between Houston and Minnesota, it's 3.5 games. Yeah. From the 2 to the 7.
Well, there's only like 15 left.
Right.
So 3.5, yeah. Yep. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. You can absolutely weigh in on this. Who is the player or the team that scares you the most in the Western Conference? 888-957-9570. Howard Beck of The Ringer joins us in a half hour. This is Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What do you think is going to happen in this game, Sting?
I think it's going to be a really tight game.
On 95.7 The Game.
Do we even remember what game that was referring to? And was it a tight game?
I could figure it out.
Did the Niners win? Probably not.
Right? Odds are.
Probably not. Dude, we got something Niners for you.
Yeah? What's cooking? Did they sign somebody? A free agent? Big name?
I don't even know what to make of this.
Judging by your sigh and your face, it's an exasperation sensation is what it is.
Kind of.
You look exasperated over there. Like,
well, okay.
You're beaten down over there, Mark, and I hate to see it.
Not beaten down. Just...
You're flummoxed. You're baffled.
Well, I don't like
You're confused.
It. I don't like... Yes, I'm confused. I don't like being confused.
When it comes to sports, it shouldn't be confusing.
This came up yesterday. We're going to leave all of the corporations' names involved out my mouth.
Okay.
Because I know better than to do that on the radio.
Yeah.
But Christy knows this about me. She can sense it when it's coming, and she knows to just go the other way and don't get around me because when something doesn't work, like technology doesn't work for no reason at all, I have a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
I get confused.
Right.
And I don't usually handle it well. My kids could probably tell you a story of me showing not my best moment yesterday when I sat down. Actually, it was one of the kids who sat down. He wanted to watch something on a Sunday morning. Like, we're just relaxing. Baseball practice got rained out. Click. And no. No. No, you don't get to watch. You need to create an account, sir. But I have an account. No, not today you don't.
Oh, no.
So then you call those people and say, what happened to my account? Oh, we have no record of your account. Well, I've had an account for about 5 years, and we've watched every day. So figure it out. Sorry, we can't figure it out. Doesn't matter. Whole thing's over, and it's been figured out. But the bottom line is I don't do well with that. And that's how I feel about the 49ers right now. I'm confused.
And there's no customer service number you can call.
No, and I would actually argue to the end, it's not the Niners' job to come explain this to us right now. I know we want that. It's not their job to do that in the middle of the offseason. They'll have a press conference at some point, and if they still literally are not employing any defensive linemen, we can ask, and they'll answer, and there'll be all kinds of questions. I get it. We'll get there. I don't know what the team's going to look like by then. But today, this is a super confusing offseason. And of all the names who have left, the one that bothers me the most remains Dre Greenlaw. Listen to this, okay? This is from Adam Schefter. And today, he was on 92.5 FM Altitude Sports Radio in Denver, which is now the home of Dre Greenlaw. And Hufanga, for that matter. Listen to this.
The Niners were trying to get back Dre Greenlaw, even after Denver had an agreement done with him. You know, they were pushing to get that done. And they were trying to flip his decision in this world that we live in, where you know people commit and there are agreements. And the Niners tried to flip Dre Greenlaw back to San Francisco. And I think they were pretty persuasive, but not persuasive enough. And I think Dre Greenlaw stood his ground and kind of stayed with Denver.
Oof. They were pretty persuasive, but not persuasive enough.
Right.
Okay.
Why do they need to go and try to flip him? Why couldn't they have just won the deal in the first place?
Good question.
You know, if you really wanted him, if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. Uh-oh. Little Beyonce nod there. If you wanted the player,
yeah,
then you give him the money. You give him the bag. You had the player. You liked the player. It seemed like he liked you too.
Uh-huh.
And then he signs with Denver, and now you're going to try to flip him? Uh-huh. This is not the portal, and you are not Iowa State. Like, be a big league team here and target a free agent, your guy, and pay him.
Let's take it a step further. I agree with everything you just said. Now let's go to the moment where they realize they've lost him. And they call him, okay? Now you're drunk dialing your ex.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Been there.
Now you're drunk dialing. Hold on. I promise.
I just need to say I'm sorry.
I won't do it again. We'll do everything that you asked for.
I promise I'll take out the garbage.
Just please, baby, please.
Totally. Please, baby, please.
Come back. And he was like, oh, that's a nice invitation. But, nah, I'm good. This from the guy whose wife, 2 months ago, is on social media with the other wives with balloons and stuffed animals and tears.
Yeah.
Because they were worried about leaving the 49ers. That's the same organization that came crawling to you, tried to get you to change your mind, and you still said no? Dude, what is going on here?
I don't know. Like, the other ones were telegraphed. Charvarius Ward, yeah.
Sure.
He told you 2 months ago, my wife never wants to come here again. Bad memories, so we're out. Okay. Right. You know, our thoughts go out to you and your family, and they always will. And even the youth check, like, okay, he's gone because you can't afford him.
But that's weird,
and there's no takers, and so now he's back.
We're going to pay dead cap money on someone we're keeping.
Right.
Now, and I know. Oh, but they're going to pay that anyway. I know, but it's stupid. It's weird optics. And maybe that was Kyle. Maybe Kyle was like, I'm not taking a pay cut again. The Niners like, all right, then you're out. And then he went and was about to sign somewhere else and then went, ugh, I don't really want to do this. Can we go back to the Niners and find out if there's something we can do? Maybe that's the way that went down.
Could be.
I don't know.
Still a little odd.
But it's weird.
Right. And
there's just a lot of weird going on.
There is. And you can even hit me with Aaron Banks and Jalen Moore and say the price was too high, so they found new destinations. Fine. I'll allow that. That's just the way this goes. But Dre Greenlaw, you wanted him, I thought, and then Denver pays him not an exorbitant amount of money, a good contract for Dre. It's 3 years. And then you reportedly knock on his door and you dial him up and say, hey, any chance we could get you to flip your commit? I know that you said you sat there at the card table in your high school gym and you said, we're going to Florida. And now I'm from Florida State. We're going to try to call you and get you to flip.
It happens.
It does.
It happens.
But usually not in free agency with a grown man.
Well, no, I mean, it's happened many, many times.
Right.
In professional sports. Carlos Boozer, DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan was the one I was thinking
of.
Like, didn't they lock him in his room like that?
Famously, the story was, this is kind of the way it went. The Mavericks signed DeAndre Jordan in that whatever sort of period of time where it's like you can negotiate, but it's not official yet. And then all of a sudden, a day or two later, the Clippers are like, we're coming to see you. And all the Clippers went to social media and started tweeting out emojis of transportation devices. Like, Blake Griffin's, there's a plane. And Chris Paul's like, there's a train. Like, and they did it all at the same time, which was like, we're coming to get you. And they all flew out to DeAndre Jordan, and they convinced him to flip.
Yeah.
They convinced him to flip. And it was a big old deal. Big old deal. as to whether or not like that was dirty dealing or whatever. I don't know. You know, to Schefter's point where he's like, well, this is the world we live in now. It's like, I don't know. I think we've been living in a world like that for a long time. It's probably a little bit more acceptable now. Or it's like, dude, until you sign, you haven't signed. That's business. So I don't know. But why my question sounds like it's similar to yours. Why the hell did you end up in this position?
Yeah.
If this was a priority, then there's absolutely no way you should have gotten beaten by anyone. That's your damn homegrown player.
I don't know what the priority is. From the outside looking in, it seems like the priority is saving money, saving cash. Maybe not salary cap money, because you've pointed it out before, and you're not wrong. And
yeah,
the cap is not the issue. If it's the cash that they're trying to save, well, they're doing that. They're not spending a lot of money in free agency, and Aaron Banks is a guy who you and I debated whether or not he's still a good player. Somebody thought he was good, and if the price tag was too high, that's fine, but you spent money to bring in a backup quarterback, a guy that you reportedly wanted to draft a few years back.
It was a lot less money.
But you had money for that, so I don't know what the priority is.
Yeah, they have money. They got plenty of money.
It looks like the priority is saving. It's not... You know,
yuck.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how else you can read it.
What an awful motto for a football team.
Yeah, and it's definitely a shift in the way that they've done things in the past.
Niners football, we're saving money? That's your commercial this year?
Maybe. Do they have a slogan?
That's worse than the Giants. Nobody likes us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrible.
Niner football, saving.
Yeah.
That?
Well, if popcorn's a dollar, then great.
Yeah, I don't think that
they're going to... I'd like to do the same thing, Niners. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to come to the game and save money. Like, no, you can have all my cap money, but I'd like to save my outgoing cash.
Save your cash, yeah.
I promise you some crap down the road that I'll go back on, because it's non-guaranteed.
Right.
It's the NFL. Tell you what, I'm going to sign you to a 3-year season ticket deal, but we're going to have an out clause after one game. But I'd like my outgoing cash to stop. So free popcorn and Skittles for everyone, right? Right?
That's how it works, yeah.
I just, again, my mind remains open. They are They are a smart group. They have
It's
been,
March 17th.
They have been a successful group. It is St. Patrick's Day. So
I missed the memo, by the way, on the green.
Great, let's drink.
Let's drink, yes.
Although nobody knows why. I still have this dream that at bars, bouncers should be able to interview people on their way into the bar tonight and be like, what is St. Patrick's Day? What are you celebrating? And if they can't get the right answer, they don't get to come in.
That's a great. I think it's going to be a really tight game.
Thank you, Stink. Although that would hurt the bar, so I don't think it'll go that way.
That was before the Chiefs game in October, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was kind of tight, but not
10
really.
10-point Chiefs win?
10-point game? Was it 28-18?
I think so.
Final score? Anyway, whatever. I'm open-minded, and I'm sure they're not dumb, but... If that's the best we can all come up with right now, yuck.
That's all I can see. I mean, that's all I can read into it, because free agency now is 8 days old. It was started a week ago, the legal tampering period. And if you add up everything that they've done to acquire players, it's not that much. You got a new long snapper, which is kind of fun, because the old long snapper apparently was not somebody that you loved.
He was too young.
And you're paying the new... long snapper who's 39.
Yeah, he's younger than LeBron, and that's it.
That's right.
That's the only athlete in America is younger than,
so
I think.
So you're spending money on him. You're giving him more money than the previous guy got, you brought in a new tight end, which would be fun, and you brought your fullback back after you cut him, and the Kittles got really mad, and maybe Claire Kittle went and knocked on their door.
Nobody has been louder on social media than Claire Kittle, Kristen Juszczyk, and is it Olivia Culpo? What's her name?
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey's girl. Those three families, I honestly think are going to retire on an island together. Apparently, they love each other so much. I think they love them more than football and the 49ers itself. Like, they have been just absolutely incessant all over social media over this Kyle Juszczyk thing.
And maybe that is a big reason why he came back. Because
probably,
you know, the happiness of everyone involved, right?
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. And now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And we're thrilled to have Laughing Monk along for the ride, and the ride is just about everything we do. So I'm really excited about that.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.